Now, let's go back to that scripture back in 1 Peter 2:21 through 24. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now, this is the example who did no sin. Now, if this is the example that we are to have, how much sin in our life? That really said, I'm not supposed to sin? Isn't that something? We'd so like, brother, go out and sow our wild oats and have fun and lie and steal and cheat and do all that kind of stuff. But that ain't what God says it is. So if we don't do what he says, guess what's going to happen? Sickness and disease is going to come to our life. God's going to judge us. He will send that devastation to us, and people don't like it. But just look what he said. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Let's see what the next verse says, 23 and 24. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Now then, here's something you have to tell yourself regular. When somebody says, let's go do this, you said, I can't do this, I'm dead to sin. I died. What? Yeah, I died. I can't do that. Well, but all you can do is tell just a little lie. You don't have to tell them where you went. No, I can't do that because I'm dead. How much sin does dead men do?
None.
How much? None. If we really die to sin, you have to tell yourself that though. You know that? You know how hard it is to tell yourself all the time that I'm dead to sin and I can't live in sin? It's pretty tough. But the consequences of it are out of this world. If you do everything he said from verse 21 through verse 23, the last line in verse 24, what does it say? By whose stripes you were, past tense, healed. So if I'm walking in obedience to his word, I'm walking in obedience to his word. I know he bore my sickness and removed my disease. I know all of those things. And I know I've confessed all of my sin. And I know that I petition God, Lord, if there's some kind of sin in my life that I have not been able to confess, I ask you to show me because I want to get rid of all sin. I know you don't want me to sin, so I know if there's something hidden in my heart that I need to get rid of, you will show it to me. Now, Lord, I thank you for showing it to me. That's just like little Jenna and her mom and dad. How many of you have seen the pictures of Jenna out there on the wall? Okay, when you walk out the door right there, there's two sets of pictures, 8 by 10 pictures on the wall. On the right side, it's a little girl between about four or five or six years old and 7 years old. Same girl, many pictures of her with gross sores all over her whole body. They called me one day and said, Pastor, we've heard your story about your granddaughter, Caitlin. And with a faith like that, we know that if you pray for our daughter, she will be healed. I said, that's not the way it works. I said, it's not just praying in faith. I said, do you have other children? They said, yes. I said, are any of them sick? They said, no, only this last one. I said, well, that narrows it down. I said, then somewhere between your last healthy child and this sick child, in that little span of history, you or your wife or both of you might have done something that God doesn't like, and God cursed your child with this sickness. They said, God cursed our child? Yes, that's what he says in his word. He curses you. So I said, all we got to do is find the sin. So for a year and a half, we tried to find this sin. We couldn't find it. We prayed for this little girl over and over and over and over and over and over. Nothing ever happened. Some people said, well, if we pray long enough, God will hear. No, he ain't hard hearing. You can whisper it and he gets it. You can think it in your subconscious and he hears it. You don't have to worry about God missing it. He's very attentive and he is listening. I'll tell you for sure. And he don't miss nothing. He's not a normal man, I'll say that. A normal man has to be spoken to two or three times, but God, he gets it the first time. He's really sharp. Anyway, we tried and tried, and we prayed for this little girl. We'd done everything we knew to do, and we couldn't get her healed. I finally told him, I said, I want you two to take Jeremiah 33:3, which says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. So if God, Psalms 91:15, he also gives us the same verse that says we can call unto him and he'll answer us. So if God gives us a statement a few times in his word, and if you need to know something, you ask me and I'll tell you, why don't we ask him? I mean, I finally decided this is the only way to go. So I told Richard and Sally, I said, I want both of you to begin to petition the Lord and ask Him what you've done that caused Him to strike your daughter with this curse. Now, most people in a church have never heard that God will strike your children with a curse if you disobey Him. But it's written in the Word of God. So anyway, they begin to petition God every day, praying. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, the Lord spoke to Sally one morning when she woke up and said, lying and deception. So she called me. She said, Thurman, I heard 2 words from God this morning when I woke up, and they were lying and deception. I said, well, Sally, do you know what that means? She said, I know exactly what it means. I said, well, tell me. She said, when I was 39, my husband was 43. I went to my husband and told him, honey, my biological clock is ticking. I'm getting older, and it's not going to be long before I'm going to be too old to have babies. So I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. And her 43-year-old husband said, absolutely not. No more children. We've got all the children we want. And she said, okay, I will do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant. But she said, I lied. I did everything I could to get pregnant. And then after I got pregnant, I told him, oh, honey, I was doing everything I can to keep from getting pregnant, but I'm pregnant, so it must be God's will for us to have another baby. So now, see, she ain't taking no credit for nothing. She's putting it all on God. And he didn't like it. So he struck the child with this terrible sickness. Terrible sickness. And so I said, well, have you asked God to forgive? Have you asked your husband to forgive you? She said, I have. I said, did he forgive you? She said, yes, he did. I said, have you asked God to forgive you? She said, I have. Now, if you ask God to forgive you, do you know a verse that says He will guarantee that He'll forgive you every time? Where's that verse at? 1 John 1:9. You're right, brother. He's righteous and just to forgive us. No matter what we do, if we confess our sin to Him, He forgives us, doesn't He? Now, is that a big God?
Yes.
Aren't we glad we know Him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. We're so glad we know Him. So He forgave Sally of her sin. And then I said, now then that you've got your sin confessed to God and to your husband, the source of the curse for your baby has been removed. Now you're redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13-14. It's done. I said, now then, I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to heal your baby. And she said, Pastor, I don't want my baby just to be healed. I said, what do you mean? She said, you told us in John 14:13-14 that we could ask for anything. Well, let's see what John 14:13-14 says. Let's see if this girl's on base. Look what John 14:13-14 says. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, what kind of limitations did God give us under the new covenant? No limitations. I said, what do you want? She said, I want you to ask the Lord to give my baby a brand new coat of skin with no scars. Because she is awful. After we prayed and thanked the Lord for giving her a brand new coat of skin, within 2 weeks, look at all those. There she is. I mean, you talk about an awesome God. Yeah, you can really see the picture's good out there in the hallway. But I mean, to go from being that little girl for 8 years and then get healed like that. But we have a case worse than that here with us today. And it's the man that done the teaching the second hour, Dave. That's what Dave had. Only it was worse on him than that. And he was 40 years old when he got healed. 40 years old. Isn't that something? So is God the healer?
Yes.
I'm telling you. When you've seen God heal as many incurable, impossible cases as I've seen Him do, you know He's a healer. So, but the thing about it is, I'm just like Jeff. I don't want to have to be prayed for healing every day. I want to walk in divine health, don't you, A.A.?
Absolutely.
And to do that, you know what we got to do? We got to walk in obedience to His Word, right?
That's right.
We got to love that woman.
That's right.
Like Christ loved the church.
That's it.
And you can do that, right?
I can.
Amen. But see, that's what we have to remember. God, He gave us a set of rules, didn't He? Are those rules for all of us?
Yes.
Is He the legislature?
Yes.
Does He make the law?
Yes.
And does He expect us to obey it?
Yes.
So how are we going to know what He has said if we don't read His Word? You ain't going to know. And chances are you're not going to pick up on all the things God told you to do just kind of lightly reading through or going down and sitting down to watch your soap opera and try to read between the commercials. That ain't the way to get it done. Just look at that promise. What can you do with a promise like that? In fact, let's just go back up one verse to verse 12. This is so awesome. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, anyone who believes in me, is that us? Are we supposed to be believers in Jesus? I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. So what kind of works should we be doing? We should be getting the lost saved. We ought to be talking to people about Jesus. We ought to be getting people healed. We ought to be casting out demons, delivering people from sickness and disease. Did Jesus do all those things? How many of you believe you could speak to a storm and command the storm to stop and it would obey you? Wow, we got some real believers in here. Praise God. Is that what he said we could do?
Yep.
So you're out there on the farm and there's a tornado coming across there with all your bulls down in them high dollar critters, and used to you just run and try to hide somewhere. Is that right, A.A.?
That's about right.
Yeah. But now you've learned who you are.
That's right.
A son of God. So you can stand there and boldly say, in the name of Jesus, I command that tornado to leave my property. This property belongs to Jesus Christ, and bulls belong to Jesus Christ, and I will not let that storm tear up this property. So in the name of Jesus. And it works. But we have to believe. I remember a pastor one time that they were having a party. He's a pastor of a great big church, and he's a really nice guy. And one of the guys told him, he'd been teaching on faith for a couple of weeks, and they was having a party at his house, and they had a swimming pool. One of them said, if you're such a great man of faith, let's see you walk on the water. He said, okay, Lord, it's time to show these boys up. He said, let's do it. He runs out there with his three-piece suit on. He hits that water and goes, and on the way back up, he's saying, God, what happened? And the Lord spoke to him and said, you were just showing off. You didn't have any faith. You were just showing off, and I don't honor that. Does that sound like what he was doing? See, if we're showing off, God don't show up.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.